This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
You know, I remember 20-something years ago, there was almost nobody fighting the globalists. We were always on the front lines, and now as the war gets bigger and bigger, we're still on the front lines. There's so many other great people out there. I just hate seeing people that hedge their bets and kind of play both sides. You don't want to sign on to the globalists, folks. You don't want to sign on to child kidnappers and devil worshippers. You just don't want to be part of that. Dan in Indiana, you were talking about hanging up a pro-Trump sign, people tearing it down. They're just buying the hype. And I bet if you had a chance to actually talk to him, you could talk him out of it. But you're making some great points. Go ahead.
Yes. I painted back in November a pro-Trump portrait that I painted, a portrait of Trump, and I hung it on my house. And I had a lot of negative people comment, but this Sunday was the first ever. They trespassed on my property. Broad daylight. I live next to a public park, and everybody could see them jump out of their cars, rip the banner down. I'll send you a copy of it so you can put it on your link. And it has also a poster of Hillary Clinton as a witch. It says, "Move, witch, get out of the way." So they came back on Wednesday night.
Ooh, that's better. That's family friendly. Not move, female dog. Move, witch. Get out the way. That's a good idea.
Yeah, she's wearing a black witch's hat. But they came back on Wednesday night, and I'm out walking my dogs at 2 a.m. in the morning, and they standing out there just looking at my house. And I said, "What are you looking at?" And then they go, "Trump this, Trump that. Come on in the street and, you know, and face us." And I said, "Let me go back in my house, put my clothes on." And when I went back out to the street, they were gone. I had earlier confrontation with teenage boys, seven, in a group. When I was working on my driveway, they come yelling, "Trump this, Trump that. You voted for Trump. Why you vote for Trump?" They won't even give you time to answer their questions, but they're 15, 14. They're brainwashed at this young age.
That was my next point, Dan. God bless you. Send us video of that at showtips.infowars.com. We don't post it, send it again and again because we get a lot of stuff and miss things, but God bless you. Thank you, sir. Craig, this is what I'm talking about. It's like the media is like a lot of the people doing this mean well. How do you deal with somebody that means well but is still dangerous? What do you do?
Well, yeah, those people, you kind of slip them off to the side and let them learn as things progress. That's the media problem, Alex. They're being pumped full of disinformation by a ministry of propaganda, just like in a wartime situation. It's despicable and shameful what our so-called mainstream news media has resorted to. The hostility against the American people, the call for violence and the rhetoric that's coming out of the these news channels is not only shameful, but a lot of it's seditious. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some convictions just due to the amount of harm and damage that's coming from it because of the lies.
Briefly. None of us want war. We hope to stop it. What happens if they really start a civil war with patriots and veterans and the people that actually work in this country? I mean, it's like it's a joke. It's like the mouse that roared that they really think they can do this.
Well, if you equate it to a threat against the president, you know, he and the Secret Service have the right to bring in the National Guard if they need to, or even contract companies that have got as about as many veterans as they need. So it'd be foolish to start something like that, you know, because the opposition would be in over their heads immediately. That would become readily apparent. But it's just disappointing to see how disinformed and misinformed they are. What are they fighting for? President Trump's brought back more jobs than we've seen in
exactly. Craig, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, brother. Doing a great job.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'll admit it. I like to fight. I'll admit it, I like what's happening. The scarier it gets, the more surrounded I get. I just love it. It's like destiny's happening. I said a month and a half ago we'd already launched this stuff, and I'm behind schedule, getting a lot of things done. We're like a month out from launching other shows. People like John Rappaport, he can host an hour a day, 3 hours a day, whatever he wants. He can have it. We're going to get him sponsors. We're going to pay all the crew. We're putting in new studios. We're doing it all right now. I just say that because I feel bad. I'm going to take over part of his hour he's agreed to do every week. NoMoreFakeNews.com. But I feel a kinship to humanity. I don't say that cheesily. I really do. I am connected to everything. And it's like, I'm not a sadomasochist. I'm not a masochist. I like to get pleasure, not pain. When I'm attacked by these horrible liars, it's like I'm being given Pulitzer Prizes. It's the only thing that not even my ego, just my spirit, like, says you're doing well. I don't want to have to say bye-bye to my children. But they don't have any future if men don't die in the service of freedom. And they're going to kill us anyways if we don't stand up against them. That's the big secret. These are bad people. And I'm just ashamed for humanity that I'm so prominent in the fight against these people, when I know there are so many men smarter, better looking, more well-spoken than I am, but they're too smart, see? They go with what's easy. They play both sides. They want a bigger house, a bigger pool, and I'm a free market guy. I'm not saying that stuff's bad, but it's not my God. And I see the horrible things they're doing to humanity, and then I see them attacking us, and Tom Brokaw saying, I am a complete racist. He used this fancy term that I'm this total racist. And they don't even show a clip. It's not that he hurts me calling me a racist. He hurts me that he wasn't that bad when I was a kid growing up or in college or when, you know, or 30 years old when he retired. Now I'm 43, 44. It's that he's such a piece of crap. As a fellow human, seeing him so fallen, that's how he wounds me. Because I could fall as far as he did, and I'm afraid. I don't want to be that man. Doddering up there, looking like the Crypt Keeper, you know, just spewing with a whole nest of people lies. It's not about me. It's a lie to everybody. It's that we're this fallen, we're this desperate of an elite. And then I see Trump. Crude and selfish, classic German Scott, like King Kong in the Empire State Building, trying to swat off the airplanes attacking him. I see him so big up there, like Hercules in his great test. And then I look around and I'm on top of the Empire State Building too, swatting at the airplanes, and it's just like, this is insane. Our enemy is so weak that a guy that owns casinos and hotels is their arch enemy, and some guy in Texas on a couple hundred radio stations is their enemy. It's like a paradox. It's like, it's not that we're that strong. They're that weak. And then I look at humanity and I think, is humanity that bad? Are they this pathetic? How the hell did we get like this? Because I don't see humanity's weakness as some strength for me. I see it as my own weakness. Well, ask John Rappaport what he thinks. He's always got the perfect, you know, deep edge to whatever's happening. And then a few calls, and I'm going to get out here and let him take over. Soon we'll have more showtime than he ever wanted. NoMoreFakeNews.com. But here's Tom Brokaw. Of all the clips I haven't gotten to The View and 20 clips from CNN, but they roll out Tom Brokaw, who looks like he's about to die, to go, Alex Jones is a total racist. I mean, this is what you've got? Here it is.
The whole game is to let me play gotcha. Let me show you how meaner I can be. There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example. But the fact is that he is an unalloyed racist, a man who's out there pulling the pin on the grenade every day, and he has 6 million viewers who are paying attention to him. And the parents at Newtown are saying they're hearing from his followers all the time. They buy into what he is saying, which is patently not true. So at some point, there's got to be a coming together of the political culture. It's never going to be kumbaya. We don't expect that, because out of that tension can come good things. But I don't remember in my lifetime, and I'm a pretty good student of history, when this country was at its loggerheads with such great consequences that can result from all of this.
I think
so. Tom Brokaw, and it's like so pathetic. It's like beyond cathartic in a negative way. It's like they don't show a clip. They don't show proof. John Rappaport, separate from myself or you or anybody, what moment have we reached in history where this is happening?
Well, I think we can take our cue from the clip that you just showed. Look at the other people in the clip. That's what I was doing. They're like stone statues. They really don't have any idea what he's referring to. You know, they're just sitting there going, what are we doing here? What is this? As you say, they roll out this skeleton who looks like he is, been dug up out of a graveyard. And he doesn't know what he's talking about either. He just took his cue from somebody who passed along a lie to him.
That's it. They're soulless. Again, you just did it again.
Yeah, they don't have, there's nothing there. It's like a shell covering dust.
So they hate us because we still have our souls. And we don't say that arrogantly. Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they've trapped inside their own prison and they can't get out. They wouldn't have the first idea of how to get out. All they can do is rail against the people that they see as competitors. Okay. I mean, that's the level at which this is really existing. Your program, your website, other independent media are pulling millions of people away from them. And they are the keepers of the crypt that have all the lies in them. And so they have to keep on dispensing the lies because that's all they can do. And now they suddenly look around and they say, you know, our domain is being threatened. So now we have to, what are we going to do? Let's get in Brokaw, dig him up. Dig him up out of the ground. Bring him in. He's the granddaddy of granddaddies, and we'll just sit here like stones and listen to him. It goes over like lead. It's like nothing. I mean, if I...
That's right. Their greatest weapon, Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, it does nothing.
Yeah. I mean, how would you feel, or how would I feel, if we were hosting that show? You know, in 5 seconds, we'd say, wake up, guys. Hey, hello. Hello. Life is here. Can we get some actual live something or other going?
But they're all reading off script, so they're not allowed to be real.
That's right. They can't. They can't depart. If they depart, they get fired. If somebody actually suddenly said, look, I got something on my mind I want to say, so everybody shut up and listen, and they went off on some kind of uncontrolled rant that just showed that they were walking dead, and they were trying to break out of that somehow. That would be the adequate response from these corpses. But they can't even do that. All they can do is sit around like statues. It's amazing. It's like death in life.
And they've gone from being arrogant now to like horrified, scared. Is that good, though?
Well, I don't know if it's good. I mean, it's just the way it is. What else can you do? You can't negotiate with people like this. You can't say, look, we don't want to push you over the edge if we can help it. You can't do that. They don't even understand what you're talking about. You can't say, look, we'd like to...
No, exactly. They don't get they've been running us over, killing us, and we just want to live. They think because we're fighting for our lives, we're attacking them.
Yeah. They say... if you said, I want to help bring your spirit back from the dead, okay? I know you're dead. You feel dead. You look dead. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. They're just gone.
Well, that was the thing about Kelly. I've never been around a woman, because an old lady that has spirit I'm attracted to, not sexually, but attracted to, she had no spirit. She was literally like a robot. Even when she acted like a woman, it was totally fake.
I've been interviewed by people like that. I had somebody show up at my apartment once, long time ago. A major kind of network. Okay, we're going to do this now, and yes, and whatever. And I kept looking for any sign of life or humanity or something going on. It was like she had sold her soul on the way up, you know, to get to where she was. And she knew that she wasn't totally there yet, but she was almost there, and she was just a robot moving straight ahead. Yep. You just
and then when you get there, you realize you were conned. You were taken to hell. They transport themselves to this place, and then it's a total emptiness.
Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine what happens if you win that game and you're sitting on top of the pile? To me, that would be the very worst thing that could happen, because then you really have no way out. You fought all your life to get to this place that you thought was going to be, you know, some kind of news nirvana, and now you're there and you're all alone and you see all these robots around you. You're sitting on top of the little hill and life is drained away and you've got nothing. Man, that's some fate. That's some destiny that I would not like to taste.
That reminds me of the Christmas Carol, but he sees it and finally turns back. The problem is to do those evil things. The only lie of C.S. Lewis is by the time you've been willing to do all that, God doesn't take your soul. You give it up to be dehumanized to get that temporal power. And by the time you get there, you can't turn back because you've gone so far.
Yeah, Christmas Carol is a great analogy. That's exactly what happened. So he turned around because that's the way Dickens wrote it. You know, we're going to visit him with enough ghosts so that it shows him what his life has become and how dead and horrible and cruel he is. And he sees it and he, you know, weeps. He weeps to see what he's become. These people don't weep. They don't do it. They just keep on going and they have no life in them. I mean, I've met some of them along the way, talked to them. They just shut down completely, even the best of them, even the best of them. Nothing left.
All right, I want you to take over, my friend. I got three callers I've been holding for over an hour, or close to an hour. I appreciate them doing it. It's the energy level. Do you agree with me on the energy level? I don't think it's all metaphysical or new age. It's not. The science, the technology, the information, the quickening, the singularity, whether we have a total singularity or a partial one, you can feel the consciousness of the planet rising, and that's what's horrifying these people.
Yeah, it's like it's bumping up against the ceiling and it's punching holes in the ceiling. People are emerging who are awake, conscious, realized how they bought into the big con all their lives and they're not going to do it anymore. And those people in major media centers are looking and seeing this is happening. They're really jealous, Alex. Let's put it the way it is. They see people waking up and they wish they could too, but they can't. And they're trapped. So they have to just try to spew as much.
Well, that's it. Because it's so freeing to walk down a beach and have your belly hanging out and not care what people think because you have a soul and you love them and you don't care. Or to not care if you don't agree with the establishment and they're attached. To not be a poser anymore, to be conscious and open and real is like graduating into humanity. And then we're not on a power trip that we've done that. We look over here and feel pathetic that our own species is like this. And they're doing everything they can to stop that. And you look at these people with their billions of dollars that serve evil. They are the greatest slaves. It's like you said, they compete to become the greatest slave, to give up their most humanity so they can be part of this court of idiots.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the irony of the whole thing. They think that if they climb that ladder, that at the end of the ladder, is going to be the thing that they've been yearning for all their lives that they've lost. And, of course, it's just the opposite. It's worse. It's horrible at the top of that particular ladder where they get to. I mean, look at a guy like Zuckerberg, right? I have to imagine that he was just kind of, you know, a crazy, talented kid in a little dorm room in Harvard, and he had this idea. And sure, he got support and funding, and some of it was like, you know, cutouts of CIA money and so on. But okay, whatever. And he builds this thing, and all of a sudden it turns into an empire. And he starts to think, I can get everything I've ever wanted. I can be recognized in a way that's not like a geek anymore, and people won't look down at me if I just keep getting richer and richer, bigger, bigger, and bigger. And now he's gotten to this point where I know he looks around, and he's still got a big puffed up ego, but he's getting close to the point where he's going to be sitting there one day realizing that he's totally dead inside, and that's his reward for going the way he went. He's totally dead. Totally.
Whereas the opposite, right now, if you're fighting for renaissance and against globalism, the consciousness is so fulfilling, it's like a drug so powerful you can't hardly stand it.
Look at what happens when you can get behind a microphone and say what's really on your mind. That's another thing these people are horrendously jealous of. You can go on every day and say what the truth is, your truth, the truth you've discovered.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
It's the freedom. We can be individuals. Doesn't mean our truth's perfect, but it's real. It came from a human.
Right. And how does that make somebody feel? Makes them feel alive, alert, energetic, expanded. You know, all the things that you want. And here they are, all locked up in prison, sitting there. And now the news. And here's a horrible guy that we want to talk about here with our granddaddy, Tom Brokaw. Bah, 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 bah. They got nothing. They're just dust inside a shell.
That's actually what scares me the most, is they are so pathetic and grasping. It's like, is this a Twilight Zone episode?
Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me. I could put that right into Twilight Zone, what you showed with Brokaw there. To me, that's like, look at these people. Dead, all dead, talking about what supposedly is important.
It's like their ghost, because they gave up their life, talking about the real world and we're alive. It's like they're dead, we're alive. We're alive, they sleep. It's like they literally bought into the Matrix, and then they're mad that we're not part of it, and it's crazy.
Yeah, they're very mad that we're not part of it. They look at people, in independent media, and they say, why are they so energetic? Why are they so expressive? What's going on there? We have to stop that. We have to stop that. We don't understand it. We don't like it. We have to stop that. Yeah, because it reminds them that there's this thing called life, and they don't have it. They threw it away.
What is it about so many powerful people in the system? They are like dead, and they get off on the fact they're so robotic.
Yeah, they love that. I mean, it's all they've got left. You know, it's like the private who goes up the ranks and somehow becomes a general in an army dedicated to endless war. You get to the top of that, and you're completely dead. Well, what do you got left? You got nothing but control left. There's nothing you can do except say, I will control all of these things and I will keep going and make it tighter and tighter, control and control and control. And that's just one death experienced after another, one more degree of death.
Wow. I got three callers I got to go to before I get out of here. One, I'm just hung up. Ryan in Kentucky, thanks for holding here on the air. And Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. It's good to talk to you. This last Monday, I was listening to your show on my phone, and I stopped over here at the Myers, and I get out my truck and have my phone with me, and I'm trying to convert it over to my headset, but it's blurring, and everybody around me can hear it as I'm getting out, and this lady comes up, and she says, are you listening to Alex Jones? And I said, well, yeah, actually I am. So she's about in her early 20s, you know, a millennial, blonde-headed lady. And she just starts going on and on about how you preach and that Trump preaches white man power and, or, you know, white privilege. And I said, ma'am, I said, you're white too. And I said, do you ever listen to anything that Alex actually says? I said, do you not realize that you're going to be caught up in your millennial world? You're going to become enslaved to the government system? Do you not actually listen to what he's saying? And she just went off. And finally, I mean, she was actually between me and my truck where I couldn't really get around comfortably. And I finally had to tell the lady, I said, listen, ma'am. I said, you're the...
Hold on, Ryan. I'm glad you held. I'm going to come back to you and then Steve and then John Rappaport takes over NoMoreFakeNews.com. It's always great to talk to him. I love listening to the show when he does it. You find his own show and videos and things in his books. NoMoreFakeNews.com, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Ryan, don't hang up. I want to hear the rest of the story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've been on air 22 years, and I've never violated an off-the-record conversation. I've never given up a source either, unless the source wanted to be given up. But Megyn Kelly lied to me, and I got tape of it. And she edited the interview together, too. That's supposedly going to air this Sunday. And that's why I said, don't air it, because then I clicked. They said, oh, this is going to air in about 2-3 weeks. And then they went, oh, it's airing next Sunday. And I went, Father's Day. And I remember the questions. As a father to other fathers, what do you say? It's just like all those Super Bowl ads that were anti-dad, anti-father, remember? It's just these people are demonic. So I want to finish up with Ryan and finish up with Steve and let our great host here, again, who will have more time than he wants soon, John Rappaport, finish up. But we run out of time here. There's so much. Every major show, misrepresenting what I've said, they lied about babies in incubators killing them. My listeners questioned Newtown. There was a lot of anomalies. I'm not saying if it happened, I don't believe the parents. I'm saying we have to question. And when I'm the guy that first says something, I'll take credit. I was not the first. Our listeners got really mad at me about Newtown. You know, when I first thought it might be real, they pointed out all the anomalies. But I'll get John Rappaport's take on that. But here's Whoopi Goldberg and The View, who wanted me on, I guess it was tomorrow. And I went ahead, you know, I went ahead and canceled it. And then that's in the New York Times. They said, oh, I'm afraid. No, I don't want to be there with five women yelling over me and, you know, calling me a Nazi and stuff like that. It's not that I'm afraid to go. It's just that, what is the point? Let them make up their own lies. I mean, I'm already on too many shows. I don't want to miss my family. I don't want to leave town. But I'm going to respond to them here. Because they build this straw man, and then I attacked dead children and attacked, you know, the families. That's the talking point. And let me tell you, I've been banned on mainstream media, not that I even need to be on there for a while. Suddenly, about 3 weeks ago, we get like 30 requests from TV, International, The View, CNN, Fox News, you know, just everything. Because they decided, okay, let's go after him. Instead of just ignoring, let's go after him. Because they realize we're just growing despite them ignoring us. In fact, it's almost bad when I go on MSN because my listeners ask, what are you doing there? So we've now reached that tipping point. And then so you have these holier-than-thous, but I almost want to go on live and say, okay, I'll still come, maybe next week. But they won't let me. I'm going to say, they lied about babies in incubators having their brains bashed out. Of course I questioned it, but I've been taken out of context. They go, oh, you're backing off it. No, we always looked at all the angles. That's what we do. It's not like some set directive comes down. You know, he says the firefighters blew up the World Trade Centers. Never said that. They just lie. I said our government worked with radical Islam. There was a cover-up. That's now been proven. And it's because the John Rappaports and the Matt Drudges and the Donald Trumps have been proven right. They're so pissed. Because say what you want about Trump or John Rappaport or anybody or Matt Drudge. They're their own men. And that's what the technocrats don't like. So I want to ask Rappaport sometime in a full-hour interview, what is it up at the top of that pyramid? We know it's Luciferianism, pedophilia, evil, occultism. They believe they're talking to off-world stuff. Whether that's real or not, that's their cosmology. They don't see themselves as human. Maybe I'll just ask them that question in a moment and finish these two calls. But as I pontificate here, let's just get to the clip itself. Truly relishing in how Fox News, you know, like, I'm a child molester. I'm a murderer. I'm Saddam. What is it we're doing? We're alive. We have a spirit. We have a soul. We want to live. We want you to live. We're not destructive. That's what they don't like. Here it is.
All right, so Megyn Kelly's been taking a lot of heat for interviewing radio show host Alex Jones. But the New York Times interviewed him recently. He was booked here at one point at The View, but then he canceled, and he's not going to be rescheduled. So is Megyn right when she says, you know, you can't just interview the good guys? She wants to expose the garbage being spewed by a guy who has the president's ear? Is there value to
that? Well, you know, the thing about him, and, you know, people have free speech in this country, mm-hmm. but no matter how hateful, no matter how stupid, no matter how inane, mm-hmm. give him air time, give him Thorazine also. This guy also went after the families in Newtown.
Yes. No, I didn't lie.
That was the major step.
Show the clip then, lady.
Because those kids all died, little six-year-old kids, okay, we're talking.
Like the 500,000 Iraqis?
And he's saying that it was a hoax, that they made it up, and it's such a heinous
people
accusation.
And listen to him, were harassing the dead children's parents.
Yes. And he has 6 million.
Oh, I did that too. Where's the proof,
right? Number one follower, Donald Trump, the president of the United States. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the president listens to him, I would like to listen to him, too. I want to hear what this idiot has to say so that I can go after him.
Yeah.
What's the point of keeping it in the closet? Now, I hope that Megyn does that. because he deserves to be vilified and attacked on the air.
I'm just not so sure about that. I mean, you know, Anderson Cooper has spearheaded this no notoriety campaign where he won't say the names of killers. He won't give them the exposure that they want. This is a nasty man that has harassed the parents of dead children. I don't think you give him a platform to more than the 6 million people that already follow him. I mean, I think there certainly is a balance to your point when you want to expose people, but why give him the notoriety that he obviously craves?
Well, the thing is, he already has that.
6 million people find him.
Yeah, that's right. That's enough of them. Shut him up for a second. Look, I'm going to get reports. Take a few calls and get out of here. But listen, I don't know. Notice it's all scripted. Whether it's NBC or The View on ABC or whatever, it's all 6 million. Like where do these scripts come from? Because you see the same, and then like deeply racist, just throw that in, and he loves killing kids, and he's, you know, he's like killers, and you heard that. Fox News said the same thing, MSNBC, and then all these other cowards pile on, like maybe they'll get promoted at Daily Caller if they write articles saying, you know, that Kane never called for revolution or his son didn't get arrested. It's like, I'd always thought I was a nobody. Like just an average man, and then I don't feel big at how pathetic they are. Rappaport, again, you're more savvy than I don't just say that. It's true. What do you, as our great oracle, take from this?
Fantasy projection is what I saw there. You know, they have some idea called Alex Jones, and they've gotten their cues from other people. And they are completely immersed in what they think is the left versus the right. And, you know, all this mental apparatus that they share. And now they have this projected fantasy. Okay, we're told he's evil. Did we ever listen to him, what he has to say? And no, of course not. Don't be silly. We don't have time for that. All we have time to do is attack. So let's attack. You know, so this is like a classic case of fantasy projection. I mean, we don't want to talk to him, really. We don't want to give him a platform to say anything. We just want to talk over him. That's our job. That's what we do. We just
and notice Behar made the only true statement, then backed off of it. Oh, because he's not going to be rebooked because he didn't, you know, want to be screamed at for no reason. The truth is, I want to go there for security reasons. It's they're not involved in it, but it's much larger, folks. We have the intel. They wanted to get me in New York, so we're not going. We're not playing their game. They can't believe we refused him. She said, we need to hear what he had to say, but instead they're going to see an edited Megyn Kelly, 4 hours down to 11 minutes. And I've already seen the promo she aired. That's not what I said, John.
And also, look at what they're doing with Megyn Kelly. She's now a colleague, right? Because she's on one of the good networks. So they're trying to save her bacon. They're trying to keep her, you know, afloat because as soon as she started her show, the ratings started to go down.
Sure, so they want this big controversy to boon her.
Yeah, of course, because she's part of the club now. We have to defend the people in the club. We can't just let them sink down into the muck. You know, what would it look like if Megyn Kelly, after 3 months at her new network job, was suddenly let go because nothing's happening? Ratings are in the toilet. No, we can't let that happen. We, you know, we're all in this together. So we all in the media have to prop each other up, even though we're competing.
Yeah, The View couldn't believe that I canceled. I've been on there before. It's totally idiotic. I mean, what's the point of going and being screamed at by a bunch of morons?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to do it. I can just only handle so many harpies. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, so you're at the truck stop. I guess you're fueling up. A lady just hears my voice over your radio. She runs over screaming, I'm a racist. I guess she heard Tom Brokaw. I mean, did you ask her, what's the proof? How did this end?
Yeah, well, basically, she got between me and my truck to where I couldn't even comfortably get out of her way, and I told her she had a choice. She could either move back or she can go to jail. And there was this nice Latino fellow actually nearby, and he kind of came over asking if he could, if we needed any help, and she backed away real quick after that. And I told her, I said, go to Infowars.com and actually read some of the material before you start hating on people. I said, contrary to popular belief, Alex Jones is trying to save humanity, not ruin it. And that's kind of how the conversation ended, and I got to thinking, you know, what is the solution? Well, for people like me who don't have a big platform like you do, I think everybody needs to, you know, it's time to take our money, and start spending it on patriots, such as, you know, yourself and your program, and absolutely refuse to give any money that funnels into these programs. That's why we got rid of Time Warner Cable. We're not going to fund the money to a corporation of globalists anymore.
That's right. They had to change the name. We have the economic power. That's why they want to soda up North Korea or Venezuela. And by you supporting us, but believe me, just spreading the word about InfoWars or NoMoreFakeNews.com, you are that. That's the oxygen. That's the power. So don't think you're small. You know, what do you do with a small platform? You, the individual, are the entire universe just contained in your space. John Rappaport.
Absolutely. I found that to be true. And I'm sure you have and other independent media have. You start getting communications from people all over the world. How does that happen? Because people start to say, look at this. Oh, yeah. And they say, and they say. And it just geometrically progresses because people want to know other points of view. They want to hear other voices. That's what's going on. And the awakening just keeps on spreading in various ways that nobody can track. And that's another one of their big problems. They haven't figured out that one yet. They think they have, but they haven't. How do we identify the people that are actually waking up? Well, we have this parameter and that algorithm, but not really. You know, it's out of control. It's out of their control.
And they're control freaks, so they don't know what to do. Thank you, Ryan. Steve in Florida, last caller. Go ahead. You're on the air with John Rappaport.
Yeah, hey, Alex, several things. I want to talk about how the strategy for Trump succeeding in countering this attack. But first of all, I want to say this. Your guest you just had on, Craig, he mentioned, I called before and mentioned this to you, and I know you're really busy, but you really need to look into Alfred Kinsey. Go to Dr. Judith Reisman, R-E-I-S-M-A-N, drjudithreisman.com, and get her excellent three-hour documentary, The Kinsey Syndrome.
No, I know. Let's get her on. I'm aware of it. Her and also not just Kinsey, but Skinner. I mean, it was just, it's unbelievable, Steve. Let's get Rappaport's take on that.
Jose Delgado, you know, the Yale experimenter, putting electrodes into people. Now we're really getting into the stuff. The science lab. Here's how we're going to turn people into machines. That's basically what we're
doing. And that's what all this is. We ask, why are these people like robots? Because they've shown I'm a robot, and so people up above them do that. So let me ask you this. I'm going to ask Steve this, and then let me ask John Rappaport this. What is above the robotic control? Who's pulling the strings? Who comes up with something like this? Because I'm not into space aliens. I don't go there. But you really study this. This isn't human. This doesn't make sense. Steve?
Yeah, here's the thing. The one that's behind all this, here's the thing, Alex. You talk about InfoWars being the tip of the spear. If they can cut the tip off, what good is a spear? The thing that you represent more than anything else, and it's the same thing with Trump, is what they are afraid of the most, and that is the truth. And the thing is that in the Bible, the truth's represented by a sword. So here's what I wanted to say to you, and it's Satan.
No, I agree. We should say it. InfoWars and all the thing in action are the sword of truth. You're right.
Right. So here's what I want to say, Alex. You've been talking about wanting, you know, Trump to have these fireside chats. It's been in front of you all along, and I'm not faulting you. I'm just giving you a suggestion of how you can do that, make that happen. Okay, the New World Order has a two-pronged pincer attack. They're hitting Trump and Alex Jones because Trump represents the real Washington, the father of our country, and Alex Jones represents the real media that puts forth the truth. So here's what I would suggest. Make InfoWars Trump's war room. Have his fireside chat. He's asked you about going on his show after he got elected.
Yeah, no, but Trump's smart. He knows how they've demonized him with InfoWars, so he's doing his own deal. He needs to do his own fireside chat, but I hear you. We should go into a war room mode. The audience should realize how big a war it is. Thank you, Steve. Great points. Rappaport, I'm going to let you have the last segment. Thanks for letting me crash your show, as usual. Always love being on.
Thank
you. But
you.
But I mean, to answer his question or to answer my question, What is above the robotic control they're trying to put on us? Why are they doing this?
I think we covered some of it earlier. It's the dead trying to make everybody else dead. you know, it's an inevitable pattern. When you have no spirit, no life, no energy of any kind really left in you, the only thing that's left is control. And what do you want to control, or how do you want to control? By making everybody like you dead, automatic machines that just function in their slots. They perform their tasks, and you keep enough of them around to make it look like the planet is populated. I mean, this is the ultimate technocratic globalist solution. We want to make people into machines.
So it's a spiritual takeover.
Yeah, of course. It's always happening at that level, at the highest level. I mean, they certainly don't need money. But they do have to keep, they still have the obsession to control. Because if they don't, freedom might break out. And that would be, you know, that's like holding a silver cross up to a vampire or shooting a vampire with a silver bullet. They see freedom breaking out, they go insane. They feel like it's the end of their existence. I've had experiences with people like that. There is no question about it in my mind. That's how they feel. My existence could come to an end just by seeing something that's free and alive. We have to kill it.
Because they're living in artificial facsimiles, not in the real universe.
Exactly. That's what they've come to.
That's why they always want to create little artificial universes and then force us into them.
Right. And make us fit into those slots so that nothing is alive anymore. It's all machine.
I look at so many so-called successful people. They revel in going along with the system as if they're playing the game and winning, even though that system is destroying them and their own children. Wow. All right, Mr. Rappaport, take over in the final segment. Thank you for co-hosting today. NoMoreFakeNews.com. They're trying to shut us down right now. We have free shipping store-wide until the end of the month at InfoWarsStore.com. And your financial support, getting great products everybody needs, makes everything we do possible. InfoWarsStore.com. John Rappaport, the final segment straight ahead. Later today, I'll put out the big Megyn Kelly inside interview. I'm going to leak the interview before it's out. Yeah, get ready. I'm going to leak the Megyn Kelly interview. Get ready.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Segment sitting in for Alex on InfoWars. I think we covered a fair amount of territory over the last hour. It's called Life Against Death. Okay? Really. Life Against Death. I've been a reporter now for about 35 years, going back all the way 1982. What have I seen out there as in the mainstream, because I've talked to reporters and so on and so forth? Death. Pretty much. Death. What kind of death? Spiritual death, mainly. I mean, that's the ultimate form. I've got to cover this, and I've got to cover it in a certain way, and I know that, and everybody else knows that, but nevertheless, I'm going to do what I'm told to do, and I'm going to pretend that I believe in it, and these are my principles, and it all has to do with who the bosses of the bosses are that are telling me what to do, but I don't want to think about that because then I would become a slave, a robot in my own mind, so I have to pretend that I'm always advancing, I'm always progressing, I'm getting better jobs, better positions as a reporter within the mainstream, and everything is working out, and you get there, and you get there, and you get there, and then you get to a big position. How do you like your new position? Well, it's death. It's death. Now you are the prime robot. In the prime position, telling the prime cut lies. That's what's happening. That is what's happening to you. That is what's happening to the people around you, and so on and so forth. All the time, every day. So when somebody else comes along, as Alex and I were talking about, who's in independent media, what does that mean? I say what's on my mind. Not what somebody else tells me to say. Ooh, what a revolutionary concept that is. And I research on my own to discover what the truth is. Oh, that's, we can't do that. No, of course not. And then I put it out there. In the biggest possible terms, going as deep as possible, down to the core. And talking about issues like freedom, the individual. Individual power. The struggles of centuries to liberate humanity from kings and monarchs who said they had the divine right to rule and all manner of different forms of slavery, etc., etc., etc. Well, that's an enviable position to be in when you really think about it, to be able to do that. Everybody can do that in their own way. You're your own person, is another way of saying it. You're your own person. What future do you want to see? What future are you willing to strive for and work for? That's not robot future, death future, no life energy future, but is alive. Creative. What future are you willing to put all your energy behind? You're your own person. the titans of news who deliver the false picture of reality are working for death. See you next time, folks.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.